It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive.
And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.
Credit unions are perhaps the nearest institution the ordinary worker has to a development bank. They accept savings and offer so-called blue-collar workers a means to take out a loan to buy a house or vehicle or pay down on these items. Just watch the lines of people on Saturdays or during the week, waiting to deposit or withdraw from an ATM. They have grown financially and in numbers as their value to the ordinary citizen is clear, but credit unions have a couple problems. One is investment. An even more immediate problem, and a big one, is regulation. Recently, the president of the Barbados Cooperative Credit Union League, Hallie Haynes, warned that increasing costs of regulation might prove such a burden for the movement, especially the smaller unions, that some might have to merge. Not good news for the government, not good news for the consumer. But why would credit unions have to bear high costs of regulation? The cost of regulation is something that has caught the government's ear, or at least the Prime Minister Mia Motley's eye. That's because organizations such as the Financial Action Task Force, or FATF, which have no sovereign authority, can influence whether other FAT organizations such as the OECD impose blacklisting status on countries such as Jamaica, Barbados, and Cayman Islands. Now, the FATF appears to have made little inroads in countries such as Britain and Germany, whose banks have been fined millions of dollars for money laundering, and none of their big bosses get to spend prison time. But money laundering, though having comparatively little to do with Barbados and other small economies, is a big problem for the government. It's a big problem for credit unions, who are saddled with the administrative, technology, and human resources cost to be compliant. And for what? It might very well be a big problem for the ordinary citizen, if indeed the credit unions have to bear the cost of regulation. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and educational, do stay tuned for more, much more, from the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.